Worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Verses 1 through 20, all of Matthew chapter 28. Lord, thank you for the gift, the blessing, and the responsibility and the privilege of being a part of the work of the Great Commission. You've called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another, and you've commissioned us to go forward to carry the most wonderful news in all the world to a world that desperately needs to hear it. Thank you for your church and your hand of grace upon each and every one of us, Lord. Set us on fire afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. Empower us to be the evangelizing and discipling church you have called us to be. Help us individually and collectively to be faithful to this very important calling, and help us to never take it lightly, but to take it seriously every day of our lives. What a privilege, what an opportunity is, what a calling. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to thank you for coming. Thank you for sending Jesus down. Thank you for dying for our sins. Thank you for giving us a heads up that he was coming. And thank you for letting us know that you're coming back again. Father, we look forward to your return. We look forward to heaven. And we prepare for that day. Father, we don't want, just as you don't want, we don't want anybody to perish, but we wish that all would get to know you and accept your salvation. So, Father, we take this moment to say, equip us and teach us how to evangelize. Teach us how to love as you've loved us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. We're privileged to have once again as our co-host today, Jade Holifield, who's a part of our AFR family. Jade, good to have you with us today.
I'm glad to be here. I'm excited.
Always good to have you. And We're grateful to have as our guest in studio this time. He's been with us a few times, but we're grateful to have him once again in studio, Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. Brother Philip, good to have you today.
God bless you. It is my blessing, my privilege to be here with you and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming and being with us. You know, again, the last time you were on by phone, but we're grateful to have you in studio. Made the trip from Independence, Missouri to Mississippi, and he didn't come by mule. He came in his vehicle, but had a good trip, so we're grateful to have you. Would you take time, Brother Philip, to further introduce yourself? Some of our listeners may remember you, some may not. Tell us about yourself and tell us about the mission and the work of the Gospel Tract Society.
Praise God. I could talk about Jesus all day long.
All right.
My father was called to minister to print God's word back in 1926. He was studying to be a missionary to China. At that point, God said, print my word, don't sell it. And we have been doing that. We're not supported by any denomination. We're non-denominational. Like you mentioned, we're in Independence, Missouri. So we're coming up on 100 years. We're 98 years old last month. And we praise God. And we print gospel tracts, gospel comic books, children's activity books, coloring books, just a thousand different ways to minister the word of God, an opportunity to, and we call these gospel seeds. And we just, you know, we want to supply the workers in the field with gospel seeds for them to sow in their harvest field, in their neighborhood, in their families, their co-workers. And we just, our goal is that we want to provide an attractive alternative to literature that is made available to kids and to people on the street. I mean, we compete against Disney and Marvel and all the other, you know, big dollar firms. But it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we don't compromise on his word. And each track gives the word. Salvation tracts gives a way to be saved. And we, you know, we strive to minister salvation and encouragement to the saints and those that are hurting.
Okay. All right. Well, Brother Philip, would you take time now specifically to pray for our listeners to receive everything the Lord wants to say to them? And I imagine he has something powerful and important to say to every single person listening about getting involved with the work of the Great Commission. Would you pray for our listeners?
Oh, praise God. Father, you have called us. Your son told us in the Great Commission that we are to go out and evangelize. We are to make disciples. We can only do that by talking about you, talking your word, preaching your gospel. Father, I ask right now that your anointing would flow over each person listening to our voice, that you would make real to them the calling you have on their life, that they have a mission field right there in their own hometown, and maybe in their own house. There are people that need the gospel of Jesus Christ as a reality, not just head knowledge, but they need to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Father, minister your word, your truth, and your reality that you are real. You're not just a figment of someone's imagination. You are the creator of the world. Father, I ask for a passion to grip your servants, your children, that we would be about your business in these last days. The world is dark, time is short, and we need to be working for you.
Yes.
Father, draw your children to you. Draw
yes,
them
Jesus.
To you, Father. Let them see that time is so short and that we are going to be held accountable for the opportunities to share your gospel
Jesus.
And had not done it. Father, we print the word for you. Father, we make these tracts available to anyone who needs the word. Father, just stir your people. Draw them to you. Give them reality, Father.
Yes,
the passion for you. The passion to work in your field. The passion to save souls. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Brother Philip.
All right. Brother Philip, as we start, would you take a moment, tell our listeners, some listeners might be thinking, what in the world is a tract?
Yeah.
That's something trains run on, isn't it? What is a tract?
it sounds the same, but it's not spelled with a K. It's spelled with a T, T-R-A-C-T.
Mm-hmm.
A gospel tract is nothing more than a piece of paper, a pamphlet, if you would. In the best description, it's a mini message or a mini sermon. It's, you know, we have tracts that are just a single page with a poem, but the point of Christ is there. It's something that is complete in and of itself, and it can be given to someone without ministering a testimony, but it can be given with a testimony and more powerful with a testimony. And it's just the Word of God in a printed form that someone can draw on later after you've gone, after you've left them alone. Is still the Word of God, which will not come back void. Once you plant it and once you send out, it is there, it is live, waiting to be read, waiting to be reaped.
Hmm. Gospel tracts, I was not that familiar with them until I got married. I've been married for 6.5 years. So when I would go out evangelizing, I would just, Holy Spirit lead and guide my words, till I married an introvert who is huge on gospel tracts because he don't want to talk to people. But he will pass out a tract. That's one thing I love about my husband. And I looked on y'all's website. I love the different types of tracts y'all have.
Bless you.
Especially the ones for the children, because kids need to get involved with this, like especially if they're being raised in a Christian household, because the Lord tells us, Pastor Parker, you read at the beginning, the Great Commission. We are to go ye and make disciples.
And the thing about, like, the Great Commission, where does Christ tell us to start? In China? No, you start in your home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And once you get your home saved, okay, then you go to your neighborhood, and then you go to your workplace, and then you go to the church.
Come on.
And you keep expanding, but you start where your core energy is, and that's at home.
In the home.
And the one thing I like about the children's tracts, we have activity tracts where they can color or word puzzle or draw diagrams, and my hope is that a child will be doing something and say, Mama, what's this mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, either she has the answer or she will maybe look it up and get the parents involved as the kids grow in the gospel. Mm. And so we have tracts from aimed at, you know, very, very small young children all the way up through teenagers.
Yes.
I don't care how old they are. If they're at home, they need the word.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah, and
that's
so I want to get them involved and then have them get mom and dad involved.
Yeah. Mm.
And get the family together.
Mm. I'm going to ask, Jade, would you pray also, whatever's on your heart, to pray for listeners as they're listening and learning to what God is going to say to them through the broadcast?
Absolutely. Father God, I just thank you so much for the ministry that you have placed upon Brother Phillips and his family's heart. Lord, ultimately, it's your heart, which is to go ye and share the gospel, make disciples.
Yes.
Father, I just ask for every listener that's tuning in and they're kind of like, I want to do it, but I'm unsure. I don't know what to say. I ask by the power of your Spirit, Lord, that they would just be honest with you and that you would give them a burning desire to have your desire. Lord, you said in your word in Luke 12 that the Holy Spirit would teach us what to say. So, Father, I just ask that you would help them to humble themselves, that you would give them the words to say when they just passing out a track, Lord. I ask that you would even show them that when we care about what you care about, Lord, that you'll handle our own personal trials and tribulations.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
but Lord, for us to have a heart to pursue your will, and that is sharing the gospel, Lord. Lord, give us a burning desire for the lost. Help us to pity those who have yet to know you, Father God. Lord, give us a desire to be vessels of for your ministry, Lord. I just ask you this as humbly as I know how, and I ask this for even us as we're in this studio, that you would continue to cultivate in us a desire, Lord, to share your word, Lord God, to the day we die. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Father, to thank you for the privilege and the opportunity you give us to be vessels through which you can reach to draw people off the road to hell, on the road to heaven and eternal life. Lord, what a privilege it is. What an opportunity, but also what a responsibility it is for us. Help us to know, Lord, that every day is an important day to shine for Jesus Christ, to live and speak and be vessels through which your Spirit can reach to touch people for eternity. Help us to take that serious and help us to redeem the time every day and be available vessels for your Spirit to use. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our in-studio guest today is Philip Buttram, the president of the Gospel Tract Society. We'll be right back.
Into the deepness, this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line.
The music of Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. And our co-host today is Jade Holofield here on the Hour of Intercession. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26, it tells us these words. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south, along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does this prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Verses 26 to 40, Acts chapter 8. Lord, thank you again for the example of a wonderful servant of the Lord named Philip who was serving you in the book of Acts in this story. Thank you for the many lessons about sharing the gospel and being a light and a witness, being a believer who knows how to listen to the Holy Spirit and be used to the Spirit of God to get your work done. More and more, teach us, Lord, to move in wisdom, grace, and power, in the power of your Holy Spirit every day, to be vessels through which your Spirit can accomplish his perfect will more and more faithfully with every passing day. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. Brother Philip, you know, of course, that powerful account in the book of Acts is one of a number that demonstrate just the importance of us being just used of God, being led by the Spirit to be vessels through which God's work can be done. I want to ask you this question, Brother Philip. If a believer maybe listening today says to themselves, "Well, Brother Philip, I think the idea of giving out gospel tracts is nice, but I'm a lay person and I'm just a bench member, so that's what we pay our pastor for." How would you respond to that person?
excuse me. Well, like the story of Philip, the thing about that story was he was available. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, we can have a campaign. Let's say that we're with a church and we will go door to door and we hand out these pamphlets or door hangers or whatever. That's great. But God will have someone special to talk to if we're available to do that. And I don't care who we are, where we are. God has a calling on our life. And yeah, the pastor is there. But the pastor's job is to feed the flock. Mm-hmm. The flock are those within the church walls. Yeah, the pastor may organize a program to go outside, minister to the poor, you know, the indigenous, the whatever. But we will see people that the pastor will never, ever see.
That's right.
So mm-hmm. how can we expect him or her to reach our family, our neighbors, our coworkers, or someone that we may see at a gas station or meet in the grocery store? He can't. He can't do it. So we have the opportunity. We have the potential to lead someone to the Lord, to pray for healing, to help them in a time of crisis. The pastor's not there. Mm-hmm. You know, the pastor's to feed us, but the pastor cannot be our only source of food. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a time of fellowship, but we have to fill our own vessels with the Word of God. We have to pray ourselves to the Lord. We have to be ready. When we're ready and we submit ourselves to the Lord, He will put us in front of someone that needs to hear the Word of God. Mm. The pastor's not there. We're there.
That's right.
I wanted to just share real briefly, just the other day, I took time to pray for an opportunity to share the gospel. Kid you not. I was on my way having lunch, dinner with a friend girl. She's a homeschool mom. And so we were having a girls' night out. Went to this restaurant. And, you know, we're in Mississippi. Everybody's quote unquote saved. Now I'm putting quotes.
Yeah.
And so on my ride, I said, Lord, give me and my friend girl an opportunity to share the gospel. And all we were going was to a restaurant. Our waiter at the end, it was something he said. And I asked him, I said, hey, are you a follower of Christ? I used to ask people, are you a Christian? But everybody's a quote unquote Christian.
Yeah.
So now I ask, are you a follower of Christ? And he looks at me, he says, he paused. And I said, okay, are you not? He said, I mean, I'm saved. I said, well, there was a pause. I want you to know for a fact that you're saved. He goes on to say, I mean, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He's a teenager. Savior, but I lie a lot. And I said, well, first off, I appreciate your honesty. And so anyway, in the midst of that, I'm giving him the gospel and I'm sharing with him the reason why, if he has accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior, now is the time for him to pursue living for the Lord.
Yep. Yes.
So I bring that up to just say, people need to pray for opportunities because the Lord will bring it. There's plenty in the harvest. There's plenty.
There's. And I shared with Pastor Parker last night. When I checked at the hotel, I had gone for a walk, 30 minutes, so I worked up a sweat. I went to turn the air conditioner on. Well, the thermostat on the wall fell off my hand. Okay. So I went down to the front desk and said, hey, I got a problem here. And the guy looked at me and said, well, here's our mechanical engineer standing right here. So he went back with me. You know, he said, oh, you're using the wrong panel, blah, blah, blah. He's getting ready to go out the door. He said, well, have a blessed day. I said, wait. What do you mean have a blessed day? Why didn't you say just have a good day? He came back over and said, well, it sounds better to say you have a blessed day. And so I said, you know, okay, I'll tell you. Let me cut the chase here. Tonight, going home, if you're hit by a bus, are you going to heaven or hell? I don't know. Okay, opportunity. I'm not programmed to buttonhole everybody who walks down the street and says, do you know God? Do you know God? But there are times God will put somebody in your path and an opportunity. And if you're not willing, if you're not able, if you're not ready, if you're not humble for the Lord, you miss it.
Yeah.
Now, I could have said, well, God, I'm not ready. Okay, you know, the guy ran me off the freeway the other day. I'm flipping the bird. I sinned. I'm a sinful man. Okay. I told the group this morning, it takes 3 seconds to get righteous for the Lord, that you're worthy to witness somebody.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Father, forgive me in the name of Jesus, I repent. Okay, let me tell you about Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, it just takes that quick with a sincere, humble heart, and we can stand righteous before the God. The Holy Spirit can move in and anoint the words that we say, their actions, and can win somebody. We can plant that seed. I went out, I got some material, some tracks, and when I'm back by the front desk, I said, hey, would you give this to Stephen?
You got his name.
I got his name.
Come on, Brother Philip.
I said, do you have any kids? Yeah, I got 3 boys, you know, 13, 15, blah, blah. I said, okay. So I gave him the amazing gospel comic book and some tracts for Stephen and his wife. Mm-hmm. Plant those seeds. Mm-hmm. God, I'm planting in your name. Your word will not come back void. Call somebody to water that seed. Call someone to fertilize that seed. Call someone to cultivate that seed. Mm-hmm. And call someone to reap that harvest. We're all in it together.
Yeah.
But we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We have to be humble before the Lord. And personally, We need to live a righteous life before God. Mm-hmm. If we're righteous before God and humble before Him, say, Philip, go talk to Fred over there. Mm-hmm. Philip, Susie needs a word of encouragement. Her son is sick. We've got to be ready and willing. The pastor's not there. It's all about us. The New Testament church was not spread because the disciples went out. The church went out. They set disciples. They baptized. Mm-hmm. They taught. They healed. It's all up to the workers in the field.
Brother Philip, you know, if someone's listening and they're thinking to themselves, I want to get some of the gospel tracts from the Gospel Tract Society, tell them how they can get them.
Oh, it is so easy, it's ridiculous. you can go to our webpage, Gospel Tract, that's T-R-A-C-T, society.org. We have hundreds of tracts listed on our webpage. You can order directly from the webpage. You can donate from the webpage. You can call area code 816-461-6086. Or you can mail P.O. Box 1118, Independence, Missouri. We are poised and ready. We have a small but passionate staff. And your orders will go out probably the same day, if not the next day. We don't let orders sit around on a shelf for weeks and weeks. We want the word out there. Amen. And Gospel Tract Society.org. Mm-hmm. We take prayer requests, send us an email address, gospeltractsociety@gmail.com. How easy is that? Mm-hmm. Gospel Tract Society.
Amen.
Amen.
I think it's a wise habit for believers to carry gospel tracts absolutely everywhere they go.
Absolutely. Amen.
To work, on the job, the drive-through window, restaurants,
laundromat,
wherever, and just listen to the Holy Spirit about who to give them out to, where to leave them, that sort of thing too. Now, Brother Philip, if someone says, "Well, Brother Philip, I would give out gospel tracts, but I can't afford to buy them," how would you respond to that question?
I'll use the answer my dad gave the president, Papa Doc Value of Haiti, when dad was seeking land up in the mountains to build a church. And the Papa Doc looked at my dad and said, "Well, Lester, how can you buy this land? It's government land. It's expensive." My dad leaned across the big old desk and said, "Papa Doc, my father has cattle in 1,000 hills. God will supply the need, either directly or indirectly. We do not sell our gospel tracts. That's a mandate from God. Now, they're not free. It costs us ink and electricity and insurance. My insurance, my health insurance bill for our staff is over $5,000 a month. Okay, so our needs are not met by 10 cents here, 10 cents there. They're met by the gifts and donations of God's children. Mm-hmm. So if someone has a legitimate calling to minister with tracts and can't afford it, call us writers anyway. You know, we do have people. In fact, I've got a request here in my briefcase for 700,000 tracts to England.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My Lord, I can't afford to ship 700,000 tracts, much less print 700,000 tracts without an offering. Mm-hmm. And it's a new church. They want to cover the country. They want to cover England with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
God, how can I do this? How can I help? Okay. Where there's a need, God supplies the need. If someone is passionate about the working in the harvest field, God will meet that need. If it's a large order, we probably can't fulfill all of it, mm-hmm. but we'll send something. We can send what we can afford.
Mm-hmm.
God supplies the needs. And God will bless the material. God will bless the worker.
Can I add this for someone who would like to purchase? Maybe don't buy a Starbucks drink. Maybe, cook at the house instead of going to a restaurant. There's ways. Because this is a ministry, and you've got people to provide for. I just don't want people to be ordering and be like, "Well, they said they'll do it for free." No, invest in this ministry. The Lord will bless you when you bless others.
Absolutely. And that's the point. We had one lady. She ordered hundreds and hundreds of tracks. And one of my assistants looked at the webpage. She lived in a house worth $250,000. Big Mercedes in the driveway. You know, Google photographs all these. And we can see, you know, where she... Okay, sister. You know, we can fly the tracks. But maybe you could do without a Starbucks today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maybe you don't need that manicure today.
Or I was just about to say that. Yes, because Lord knows that's expensive. Yes.
Or, you know, shampoo the dog, you know, $170, whatever it is. God knows the heart of people. Right. Mm-hmm. God will bless the people. He will bless the tracks because it's God's word and we are God's servant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's important for us to understand that God has called every believer in the world to be involved in Amen. The work of the sharing of the gospel
That's
and
right.
making disciples. And so we all have a responsibility. And, you know, I think it's important to understand this too, that, you know, faith and obedience, you might say, are two sides of the same coin. Sometimes a person says, I've got lots and lots of faith. I'm just not very faithful and obedient. Okay. Well, again, real faith, the fruit of genuine faith is obedience.
Yeah.
If we love Jesus, we should be involved in the great work of the sharing of the gospel. And, you know, for believers that give out gospel tracts, lots of people will end up in heaven because of their faithfulness.
Amen.
We'll pick up there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Brother Philip Buttram, the president of the Gospel Tract Society. Our co-host, Jade Holofield, will be right back. Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. Reading from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 16, beginning at verse 19, it tells us these words. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus' evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him up to my father's house, for I have five brothers that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Verses 19 to 31, Luke chapter 16. Lord, thank you again for the privilege, as well as the great responsibility of being involved in the work of the spread of the gospel and the Great Commission. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would cause us to have a sense of urgency in wanting to spread the gospel. Help us to live with a longing to help take with us as many people as we can to heaven. Help us to know, Lord, that in the economy of time, there is no time to be wasted. Every day is important. Help us to be wise enough to get gospel tracts and to carry them wherever we go. Help us to be ready to share our testimony, ready to ask someone, how can I pray for you? Help us to live a lifestyle that points people to Jesus Christ, who's the answer to all the problems in this world. Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to be involved in this wonderful work. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 Brother Philip, tell our listeners one more time, if they want to get some gospel tracts from the Gospel Tract Society, how can they do that?
The easiest way is to go to our webpage, gospeltractsociety.org. There you'll see hundreds and hundreds of tracts. You can look the title, you can read it, you can order it, you can make a donation, send prayer request. That is probably the easiest way for those who don't have internet. Drop us a letter, our P.O. Box, 1118. Get a blank here, Independence, 64050.
Well, let me just mention AFR.net, and if let me give my email, joseph@AFR.net. Again, that's joseph@AFR.net. If they happen to not find that website, we'll send them whatever information they need to know how to get in touch with Gospel Tract Society. So now let me mention, too, Brother Philip, you know, just like, say if someone says, well, you know, listening to the folks talking today, maybe I will get some gospel tracts. But if they were to say, well, you know, I kind of think folks might think I'm a preacher or something if I give out gospel tracts. Isn't that kind of weird? How would you respond to that?
If you look at the Word of God, we're all called to be preachers. Mm-hmm. I'm not a pastor. I don't claim to be a preacher, teacher, lecturer, writer, whatever. I'm just a vessel. Mm-hmm. And I have experience. I have the song goes, you know, every sinner has a future, every saint has a past. God has moved in my life. He's moved in the life of every Christian. If we just share what God has done for us, it's not preaching. It's our testimony. It's our livelihood.
That's right.
At the same time, make the Word of God available with a gospel tract, then that seed goes with the person. And we were talking earlier out front that Christians, and we don't want to get in front of somebody and get rejected.
Yes,
I mean rejection. Right. You know, it cuts to the quick. You know, we're totally. They're not. If someone says something, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Jesus Christ and God. Dear friend, the ministry is very, very passionate about handing out tracts. She'll go up to someone and say, "Would you like a poem? Would you like a song? You know, something." Non-invasive. She has never had anyone turn down receiving what she's given out. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, she doesn't testify because she's timid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's bold with the Lord, but she's not pushy. Mm-hmm. You know, but she comes across, you know, very gentle, very open. You know, here's something free. You want something free?
Mm-hmm.
They take it. They have never turned it down.
Well, you know, Brother Phil, interesting to think about that. That, like, I know, like in my experience, I've had people to turn them down, and, you know, it does make you feel a little bad.
Oh, yeah.
But the key is you get over it and just keep going.
Keep
because
going.
For
Let
every one person that will turn you down, you have 40 that will say, thank you,
yes,
and will really appreciate it. And many times they're touched just even before they read it. The fact that you give them something that tells them about Jesus, it touches them and blesses them.
Let me go a step further. Let's say you hand out 100 tracts, mm-hmm, and they throw them down. They say, no, I don't want it. But one takes it. Mm-hmm. And one finds Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's all worth it.
That's right.
Just that one is worth the effort.
Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times with people are hesitant on sharing the gospel, sharing gospel tracts or sharing the gospel. At the end, the root is also fear of man. When mm-hmm Paul even tells us in Galatians chapter 1, I believe it's verse 10, he says, if I was still aiming to please man, I wouldn't be a servant of the Lord. So we really do have to shift our mind in terms of, Lord, help me to have a heart to just honor you and obey your word. And the rest, because the rest is on the Lord. Like,
yeah,
we're the vessel. We're just a tool, and he does the rest.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Just real quick, a testimony we received about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lady, 83 years old, called and said, I just want you to know that in 1974, someone gave us a gospel tract. My husband and I read it. The title was Four Things God Wants You to Know. is a tract of simple salvation message. It's a small four-panel tract. They received Jesus Christ right then. Someone took the time to say, here. Did they give a testimony? I don't. Did they say anything? I don't know. It doesn't matter. They planted a seed. The seed went into fertile ground. God brought the increase. Praise God.
Amen. And you know, Brother Philip, I think of this, that it is so important that we take this very, very serious. You know, there will be believers that are in heaven, and the Bible speaks very clearly about rewards in heaven. There will be some believers who God will literally let them know when they get there. There were millions of people that got saved because of their faithfulness to give out gospel tracts.
Amen.
And they maybe think, well, Lord, I gave out a lot, but I don't know about a million. Well, it could be that a certain people who got the tract, got saved, became evangelists and preachers and missionaries, and God used them to help many more people get saved, but it was because of that one person's faithfulness that God used them.
Amen.
And what a tragedy to think there will be some people that will be in heaven, and they'll have almost nobody they can say they got saved because this person just never made it a priority to be involved in the work of the Great Commission.
Amen. I know a man, his grandmother, when she was a teenager, opened the door and a neighbor gave her a tract. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, she read it. The neighbor came back 2 weeks later and invited her to church. Okay, her family was saved when she got married. Bottom of the story was this man is now a pastor of a church of over 4,000 with satellite churches all over the country, all because of a grandmother received a tract from a neighbor.
Mm. Faithfulness. God will use faithfulness every day of the
obedience.
Week. Praise God. Share with our listeners one more time. If they'd like to get tracts from the Gospel Tract Society, tell them again how they can do that.
If they do a search on the web, just search Gospel Tract Society. It will direct you to gospeltractsociety.org. Mm. Our tracts are there. You can read them. You can order. You can donate on site.
Mm. You know, I recall an instance where someone said, you know, like, I do try to carry them most of the places where I go. And someone remarked about how, well, aren't those messing up your pocket? I can get another pocket. Aren't they messing up your clothes? Hey, I can get some more clothes.
Yeah.
But the idea that someone will be in heaven because we planted a seed, what an encouraging truth
always,
to be mindful of.
Always carry them with you. Several months ago, I was crossing a parking lot going to a tool store, and a lady stopped a car and asked for a donation. Well, I was away from my vehicle. I carry tracts with a $5 bill to hand out to street beggars. And okay, I don't have it on me. Okay, I talked to the lady, but we need to carry God's tools with us at all times. In our pockets, in our purse. I carry them in my truck, in my car, in my briefcase. We need to anticipate God moving. We need to be about our Father's business, and His business is winning souls to the kingdom.
That's right. And sometimes people say things like, well, I don't want people to think I'm weird. Everybody's weird.
It sure is.
Everybody's weird.
It's a weird world.
It's better to be weird for Jesus than any other kind of weird.
I mean, you know? look around this studio. I'm surrounded by weird people.
That's right.
Speak for yourself, Brother Philip.
I'm weird for God.
I wanted to say, if someone's listening and you're just so consumed with life and the trials of life and you're burdened down, one wonderful way to lift you up is truly sharing the gospel.
Amen.
There have been times in my life where I was just so consumed, but the moment that I pushed this flesh to do something for the Lord, because it's for Him, it's for His glory, it does something to you because you're being a blessing to someone else.
It's a spiritual reward for a physical act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be obedient to the Spirit. The Spirit will move. Like I said, God is not one-sided. He will bless the right side and the left side. He'll bless the giver and the gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those who give, those who receive. He'll bless them both. If someone's giving an offering, He'll bless those who give the offering, those who receive the offering.
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
I love that.
And I would encourage every single listener, make it your goal, pray the prayer of Jabez over yourself every day.
Amen.
And pray the prayer of Isaiah every day as well. If you're thinking, what in the world are those? Well, email us, joseph@afr.net, and we'll send you the Kingdom Prayers tool, which has the prayer of Jabez and the prayer of Isaiah on it as well. But they're good prayers to pray daily if you want to be used more of the Lord. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer and commit your heart and life to the Lord with me now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've ever done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do get in touch with us. Again, joseph@afr.net. We'd like to get that information to you. Brother Philip, thank you so much again for being with us. Share with our listeners one more time, if they'd like to get gospel tracts from the Gospel Tract Society, how can they do that?
Our website is gospeltract, that's T-R-A-C-T, society.org. Post office box, 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64050.
All right. Thanks so much, Jay. Thanks for being with us today, as always. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.